Brian Antonich works for the Houston-based company Horizon Wind Energy, which runs 25 wind farms throughout the country. He says Horizon has been working on a prospective wind farm in Lafayette County since 2003 and has pitched the idea to local utilities 5 to 6 times now. So far, he says Horizon hasn't had any luck.
One of the biggest things that we're hearing when we shop the project around is that utilities don't have any requirement to buy renewables.
That's because while Wisconsin already mandates that a certain percentage of its energy come from renewables, many utilities are already very close to that benchmark. That's why Horizon and other prospective developers support a plan that would set a higher 25% renewable benchmark. Tom Green with the Wind Capital Group told a panel of Assembly lawmakers that it would create hundreds of jobs in Wisconsin, engineering, constructing, and maintaining wind farms. But as it stands now, the plan Democrats call the Clean Energy Jobs Act would only require 10% of the state's renewable energy to come from in-state sources. Lawmakers asked Green whether that could mean Wisconsin would be buying most of its renewable energy from states like Iowa, where the wind is much stronger.
That, I think, would be true if there were that transmission available, but there isn't.
Without those better transmission lines connecting to other states, Green says Wisconsin's best option is to build wind close to home. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.